Federal investigators in Arizona have a mystery on their hands. Since 2009, there have been 18 shooting deaths in the desert outside of Phoenix. But so far, no witnesses and no arrests. Peter O'Dowd from member station KJZZ reports on the unsolved crimes.
Let's get something straight here. We're talking about donkeys, wild burros, the federally protected asses of the Old West. In late January, two more from the Lake Pleasant herd were found dead among the desert scrub and beaver tail cactus.
We consider that a murder scene.
The Bureau of Land Management's Steve Bird drove me there. About 35 miles northwest of Phoenix, the dirt road stops at a gate. We get out and stand on the spot where someone took aim.
It was a skilled hunter, or a skilled shooter. One bullet hole per animal, right set in the lungs. It was a good shot.
These burros descend from pack animals that gold miners abandoned more than a century ago. Today, the feral herd drinks from a desert lake each morning and then scrambles back into these hills to spend the afternoon. In 2012, 5 burros were killed in one day. 11 were shot in a single barrage back in 2009. Bill Clinton was president the last time anyone got caught.
That's just not right.
Because nobody eats a burro, right? And in no cases did anybody look like they were harvesting the meat.
No, not at all.
The BLM believes the motive is nothing more than target shooting.
What was that?
We just heard a gunshot off to the east.
Probably a hunter, probably not shooting burros.
Come on, get! Get!
It's about time you actually met a wild burro, so let's take a trip north to Oatman, Arizona, where the burros stick their noses into the outstretched hands of tourists. Town guides have learned how to nudge the stubbornly tame beasts from the road.
If you have water, just kind of splash it in their face and they'll leave.
Idea.
And that's why a burro is vulnerable.
It doesn't even move. It just stands there and looks at you. And then it's just like a stationary target.
To Oatman resident Jim Quinn, it's no surprise that people are shooting the animals near Phoenix. He says they do it up here, too.
Once you're out there, there's no witnesses. You get people taking pot shots. Sad to say, but it's one of the realities here in the Wild West.
There is a federal law that's supposed to protect the burros because they're seen as a symbol of the American West. Quinn points to the mountains around town and shows me the remnants of so many gold mines.
The burros was like the middle-class, blue-collar labor of America. Without the burros, a lot of things couldn't have gotten done.
Whoever shot the burros near Phoenix faces a year in prison. For now, federal authorities don't have much to go on. For NPR News, I'm Peter O'Dowd.
This is NPR News.